This is your morning buzzcast for Friday, November 1st. I'm Rick Ellington. Hope everybody enjoyed trick-or-treating last night and that you didn't take too much out of your kids' candy buckets on the way out of the house this morning. We got rained out here in Charlotte, so we're going out again tonight on a 24-hour delay and hoping that some of the neighbors didn't eat all the candy yet. One group of people hoping that it doesn't rain on their parade this weekend is the horse racing industry, which is gathered at Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup. Of course, in this case, we're not talking about actual rain, although that wouldn't do anybody any favors either, but more about the black cloud that has been hovering over the sport of horse racing in recent months. You can be sure that both proponents and critics of the sport alike will be keenly watching the action over the next 2 days. Santa Anita, of course, has gotten a lot of notoriety for the high number of equine deaths that it has seen over the last year, and California Senator Dianne Feinstein is indicating there could be severe repercussions should a similar tragedy take place this weekend. It seems like everyone involved in the sport is holding its breath that things go smoothly, as the event draws more attention from people outside of the horse racing industry than anything except the three Triple Crown races. Washington, D.C. continues to be awash in Nationals pride, with thousands of fans expected to turn out tomorrow for the team's World Series victory parade. There might not be a celebration of that scale going on in Major League Baseball's offices, but league execs had to breathe at least a slight sigh of relief when the viewership numbers from Fox's broadcast of Game 7 came down yesterday. The bump for the finale kept it from being the lowest viewed World Series ever, an area it had flirted with throughout the early games of the series. The 23 million viewers for Game 7 made it the most watched non-NFL program this primetime season, a fact that really shouldn't get overlooked. It shows that sports still can draw really large crowds in this highly segmented TV universe that we all live in. But it is clear that the Fall Classic isn't the draw that it was in previous decades. Not sure what can be done to fix that other than guaranteeing some kind of combination that the Red Sox, Yankees, and Cubs are playing every October, but it is something that both Major League Baseball and Fox may want to take a look at during the offseason. Not so much that those three teams are involved, but something that can get the numbers up on a regular basis. There has been a breakthrough of some sorts in the stalemate that has left a large portion of Colorado Avalanche and Denver Nugget fans in the dark so far this season. Altitude Sports has reached a carriage deal with DirecTV that goes into effect today, ending a two-month carriage dispute. The deal means that tonight's Avs game against the Stars will be available to subscribers, something that fans have been longing for since the season started last month. Comcast and Dish Network are still holding out for better carriage terms with the RSN, but the hope from officials with that station is that negotiations will begin to thaw following the deal with DirecTV. That's your buzzcast for Friday. Hope everybody has a great first weekend of November.